Exercise 4, page 81. Conversation 1.
Hey, Paul, have you ever heard of John the Pillow Pyro or?
No, I haven't, Lucy. Who's that?
He's an infamous American arson investigator who turned out to be an arsonist himself.
You're joking. When did this happen?
Quite a while ago. He was arrested in 1991, but the story remains one of the most shocking cases of arson, even today.
How did you learn about him?
I saw a film about him on TV. You should read about the story online when you have time. In 3 decades, he set over 2,000 fires, more than anyone in American history.
That's awful. How did he manage to avoid capture for so long?
Apparently, he used his extensive knowledge of fire investigations to hide his involvement. Other investigators had difficulty connecting him to the fires because rather than fleeing, he was often the first on the scene. Then he would suggest potential causes to distract his colleagues from the truth. It was only when they began to notice patterns in the fires he investigated that suspicions started to arise.
What kind of patterns?
Well, there had been a number of particularly suspicious fires in California in the late 80s and early 90s. When it became clear that these fires had been started in the same way, a special investigation team was formed to find the culprit. Eventually, they realized that all of the fires had happened in places where Orr was attending arson investigator conventions. So he became the main suspect.
So how did they prove it was him?
Well, they managed to collect a single fingerprint from the scene of one of the fires. It matched Orr's, so they were able to arrest him. When they did, they searched his home and found all kinds of other evidence. There were lots of materials and homemade tools for setting fires, and even a book he was writing which described the fires he had caused in detail.
Wow, that sounds like something out of a crime fiction novel. So, what happened to him?
Due to all of the evidence against him, the prosecution was able to convict him quite easily. He's now serving a life sentence in prison for his crimes.
Conversation 2.
What are you reading?
It's a news story about a bank robbery which happened the other day, just a few miles from here.
Really? What happened?
Well, it was the middle of a busy day and the bank was full of customers. Suddenly, one person stood up and announced himself as a robber, telling everyone to give him their phones and sit down on the floor. He couldn't get behind the clerk's counter to grab the money he wanted because there was a metal gate there. So he threatened to harm someone unless the bank employees gave him all the cash they had. Of course, the customers were extremely frightened, thinking that one of them could be attacked at any moment.
That does sound terrifying. So what happened next?
Well, the bank manager was also standing behind the counter. He tried to activate the silent alarm in his office, but it must have been either broken or disabled because it didn't work. So he came up with a pretty clever plan to stop the robber. He needed the help of the clerks and customers for it to work, though.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the trick. In the short periods of time when the robber wasn't watching him, he used eye contact and silent mouth movements to warn the clerks and customers of what he was about to do. Then he pressed a button on the bank's public announcement speaker system, creating an incredibly loud noise that distracted the robber.
That is clever. What did he do then?
Well, he rushed out from behind the clerk's counter and knocked the robber down. That gave one customer the time to pin him to the floor. Then the manager helped him while one of the clerks ran to the local police station for help.
What an amazing story.
I know. It was extremely stressful for everyone, of course. But together with the manager and the brave bank staff, they kept the robber under control until the police arrived and arrested him. The plan was really creative, but I'm most astounded by the cooperation everyone showed.
Agreed. It really is incredible how people can come together in moments of crisis.